Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's time for Grab Bag.
Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. We have a lot of stuff to get to here in the Grab Bag. What we didn't address in the first 3.5 hours of the program. If you missed any of it, check out the Odyssey app. Wherever you get your podcasts, you can subscribe to the Jones and Keefe show. Speaking of shows, we had an update to the afternoon show, Jones. Big announcement yesterday here on the station, about an hour after we left. Ted Johnson, 3-time Super Bowl champion, former teammates of Mike Vrabel, is now going to be a part of the WEEI afternoon show with Andy Hart and Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Wow.
How would you like that?
Well, how about that?
And Christian Arcane will be going to Nights, so starting at 6 o'clock next week. Tuesday is the first day of that next week.
Well, I've heard there's some controversy around the Nights, but good for Arcane.
Apparently so.
Good for Arcane getting his own show there.
And Sox pregames and postgames, all that stuff.
Look, I think I was enjoying Hart and Arcane, but I think Ted, his connections to Vrabel.
It's great.
I think Fitzy and Hart obviously have a lot of chemistry from the Six Rings podcast. Yeah. So, new lineup, new show here on WEEI, and it starts next week, less than a week away.
Tuesday. Yeah, you're right, less than a week away. So Tuesday following the long weekend, although not a long weekend for us. We will be in on Monday.
We're in on Monday.
We're in on Monday, reacting to the divisional
round.
We're not
Drake May.
No.
Skipping out.
Nope, we'll be here.
I did hear Greg giving Ted a little crap for taking the long weekend. Already.
He's like, well, let me just start. Because now it's day one. So it's no missed days if you do it that way.
Smart.
I kind of get what he's doing.
That's smart. Ted knows what he's doing. That's true.
So welcome Ted Johnson to the WEEI family.
Grab bag.
All right. So we'd mentioned Deontay Johnson earlier. He got waived by the Houston Texans, and he had been on a variety of teams. So Deontay Johnson, in 6 years in the league, he's not as talented as Antonio Brown, but it has a similar Antonio Brown feel where he was somewhat under control with Pittsburgh. He was in Pittsburgh for 5 years. And then this season, he was with Carolina, Baltimore, and Houston. And they're all just like, you got to go.
Yeah.
Like, we can't have you.
Yeah. Well, Carolina at least got something for him. And remember, at the trade deadline, we're like, I can't believe that's all Carolina got for him. We're like, what a terrible trade.
They got too much.
Turns out, who even gives anything up for this guy?
They got too much. So Carolina, he played 7 games this year. Then he went to Baltimore, playoff team with, Zay Flowers and Bateman were better than I thought they'd be this year, but you could always use another receiver.
Sure.
Nope, you're done. He actually, late in a game for Baltimore, refused to go in. They're like, hey, can you get in there? He's like, I'm not going in there.
No, thanks.
So he was done.
Yeah, there was him and the guy on the Niners. I already forgot the guy on the Niners. He also did that this year.
Yep.
But yeah, Deontay Johnson, long track record of this.
And then he played one regular season game for Houston and one playoff game for Houston. And after their win, they're going to play the Kansas City Chiefs coming up this weekend, was like, you got to go.
Yeah, get out of here.
We're done with you.
Yeah.
So, that's one of the few guys. I like talent. He's got some talent. But I got to draw a line somewhere, and that is where I draw the line.
Well, you clearly can't guarantee him a role or give him any guaranteed money. I mean, if he's a real flyer, maybe I'll be coaxed back into it. But it is, and Tomlin's come under fire here since they've lost. Did they lose 5 or 6 in a row to end the year, plus the playoff game, which was non-competitive? Tomlin's come under a bit of fire.
Yeah, yes.
But, like, you gave the names. Antonio Brown, Deontay Johnson,
Martavis Bryant.
Martavis Bryant
George
is a good
Pickens.
One. Pickens right now, I was just going to say, is, wow, like, man. He's the next in this line. And Tomlin does a pretty good
job. I know
job.
He does. Yeah.
Keeping them productive and engaged. Mm-hmm. And the second they leave, they're just nightmares.
When it's around 1:30 and the takes continue to stay hot, the Jones and Keefe grab bag's a really cool spot. There's no other place to hear the grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. You happy now, Jones?
Let's grab a call in the grab bag. Always welcome. We don't always go there, but we'll take a call. We'll mix in a call in the bag.
We should pump that up more. Yeah. John in Malden, you're in the grab bag.
What do you have, John?
Hey, guys. I wanted to ask you who you thought the biggest hawk available was for this upcoming draft. And also, I think you should look into the mailbox situation with Keith a little bit more. I think that there's some nefariousness going on with the Marchand thing, the timing there. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you what. I'm connecting the dots. Mailbox smashed.
I think it was a Bruins.
Right after?
I think
there's been a lot of heat.
Bruins fan snowplow driver.
Snowplow.
And he just goes, you know, snowplows take those things out all the time. And he just goes, kerp.
Yeah. Dumped it right over.
I think it was one of each.
Shout out to my mailman who one day it was just on the ground. He still stuffed mail in it.
How about that?
It was laying on the ground flat. And I like went to like pick it up and figure out what I needed to do. Opened it up, mail.
Rain, nor
like,
sleet.
Look at that guy.
Nor snow.
Awesome.
Nor broken. Sideways mailboxes will prevent the mail from being delivered.
So something to take a look at, I guess.
Who's the best Haas available? People like
Will Campbell, they like.
Okay, but I'm saying, he's talking about four. I'm sorry, I interpreted that as like after four. Got it. So Campbell and Banks are the two. Banks is the tackle from Texas. You have Will Campbell, who I think a lot of people think is going to kick inside to guard.
The dude from Campbell's, Alabama.
Okay, who is that?
Jonah. He's got like a hard name to pronounce.
Okay.
Oh no. Arizona. Excuse me, I read it wrong.
Okay.
From Arizona is listed. At 336.
Oh, that's a big hoss.
He might be the hoss.
Yeah, he might be the best hoss available. People like Connor Lee from Oregon.
Cameron Williams from Texas.
So he just declared.
Is 6'5", 335.
Oh, yeah.
That was before breakfast.
Oh, who's the defensive lineman from Ohio State? Williams? Tyreek Williams? He's huge.
Yes, he's listed at 327. Walker from Kentucky, if we're talking D-line, is listed at 345.
Who's our hoss of the week? I mean, we still got time left in the week.
I thought we had one. Didn't we give out a Haas of the Week?
Oh, I don't know about that. I think
that
was last.
Week.
I think I was last week, Keith.
All right. Well, he's still got time.
Mike Vrabel.
Ted?
Oh, Ted Johnson. Yep. Haas of the Week.
Haas of the Week, Ted Johnson. Welcome to the station, Ted. You're
congratulations.
The Haas of the Week.
Haas of the Week.
That guy's.
We should get like a little
just
prize.
Just his neck is a Haas.
Oh, he's a legit Haas.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's
true.
Definitely helps our football team here at the station.
I mean, we're going to be an intimidating lineup with Ted.
Yeah.
You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it, molded by it. I didn't see the light until I was already a
grab bag. Sneaks up on you. Celtics Raptors tonight. C's, we had Terp on earlier in the program. They've been kind of alternating wins here back and forth. Although one of those wins was against the Raptors not too long ago, where they beat them by 52 points. They're 14.5 point favorites in Toronto tonight. How do you like that?
You laying those? I don't know that I'm laying 14.
It might be a stay away. I'm certainly not taking the 14.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Against the dinosaurs of Toronto?
I don't quite know what I'm doing there. I think if I had to pick it, I'd take the points.
Is a Raptor top three dinosaur for you? Or overrated dinosaur?
No, it's speed, agility. I think you lean in. I think a Raptor is a definite top three.
Here's the sad truth. The Raptor that you see in the movies, fictional.
Oh.
Raptors are actually the size of like a big chicken.
How many different kind of raptors? Oh.
Velociraptors in reality are like a big chicken, like turkey size.
Are all raptors velociraptors?
Yes.
Is that Venn diagram overlap?
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
And I don't know if they can open doors or not. I don't think there were actual doors then. So that's also a leap to take.
Clever girl.
I would say Tyrannosaurus Rex. Don't overthink it.
Yep.
Number one.
Yeah.
Dilophosaurus, which ate Newman after it spit
that was that one.
Venom
it
on
spit
him.
The venom in his face. Yeah.
And don't sleep on a pterodactyl, a flying dinosaur.
Ability to fly, huge. Yeah, that's massive.
All right, let's get to this.
Can Here comes the grab bag. Grab, grab bag, 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 grab, grab bag.
All right, back to the phones here on the grab bag.
Okay, hello, Greg?
Yes, that was quite possibly the worst noise, the mouth noise sound effect that Jones made of
which one
the
was that?
Snowplow guy hitting your mailbox that I've ever heard in my
I don't even remember making it.
What was
it?
What was the noise?
Yeah, how'd it go? Yeah, reenact it.
It was like, whoop. I was like Phoebe. I'm a giant fan in news actuality. I'm a giant fan of the witness who makes the mouth sound effect for the new, whatever the news story is.
Yes.
That was horrendous.
Okay, that was not a good snowplow impression.
No, angry Bruin snowplow driver doesn't hit a mailbox and it goes, whoop.
Well, now that we have you, Greg, do you have a Keefspiracy on my mailbox as to what may have happened?
Yeah, was it any? Was it Courtney?
Honestly, I feel like it's probably and like. Are you in a cul-de-sac or just on a like? Do you have a group of? It's probably cul-de-sac. Some an angry neighbor. Like,
could be. It's like a street that's got maybe 6 or 8 houses on it.
Oh, Breck.
Not a ton of traffic on there. Yeah, we're doing all right.
are you gaming late at night when people are trying to sleep, or are you? Excessive use of the sword in the neighborhood.
Sword stuff.
Screaming about lost hams on bets, things
crying
like that.
Baby, yeah. Crying 2-year-olds. Oh, maybe you pinpointed it, Greg.
Yeah.
All right, nice. Fair enough. Thank you.
All right, fellas.
All right, thank you, Greg.
Take those things out all the time, and he just goes, kerp.
Yeah, it's not what it sounds like.
Okay, I guess.
Was there.
Didn't even realize I did it in real time, but that's, you know what, Greg, he's got an ear for a lot of stuff.
He does.
Yeah.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab bag? Quinn Ewers, the Texas Longhorns quarterback, going pro.
Huh.
He announced today he's going to the NFL. You think he, where does he go?
I mean,
second round, third round?
Something like that. Yeah. I'd like to try to apply it to the Patriots in some way. I think the more quarterbacks in the draft, probably the better. People always talk themselves into it. But yeah, could he get into the late first? That would help them. That sounds too high for him.
At least it's another player in the first, let's call it 90 picks. That is a position you don't even need. So overall, it's not going to help you in like trade value or anything like that, but I think that's probably better than not than if you just stay in school.
Yeah, more quarterbacks. Good thing.
Grab back!
All right, top NBA performers from last night. Jones, we got 5 candidates for you. Jamal Murray went for 45 points and 6 assists.
Mm-hmm.
Scoot Henderson, who I always thought was going to be good.
A lot of threes. Yeah, you like him.
39 points, 6 assists. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 33, 11, and 13. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, 32, and 9 assists. And Trey Murphy, the third, 32, 6, and 4.
Give me Murray. Murray was awesome in that first half last night. Jokic had a triple-double, but it was kind of a tame triple-double by his standards. So give me Murray.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, here we go. It's a second baseman.
Okay.
Dabbled in the outfield, but really a second baseman who played for a variety of teams, including the Montreal Expos, the Los Angeles Dodgers, the Baltimore Orioles, the St. Louis Cardinals, and the Chicago Cubs.
The line are the Shields.
Marquise Grissom.
He got it!
Oh, Jones got it. Jones got it.
Dealt for Pedro. Delino DeShields.
I had a lot of. I've said this on the air many times before.
I didn't even get to any of the numbers.
I had a lot of Delino DeShields baseball cards, like a lot of them.
He was great.
Yeah,
double sided helmet. And he was a double flap guy.
Yeah, double flap. He'd switch it like you read about.
Yeah,
yeah. Delino DeShields,
runner up in the Rookie of the Year 1990. You didn't let me finish. 16th in the MVP in 1992.
How many time All Star? He must have snuck on an
zero All-Star. Time All Star.
Wow, Delino DeShields.
Yeah, zero time All Star. He twice stole over 50 bags.
Yeah.
The guy was just running all over the place.
Why do you think I had his cards?
13.
What did it for you, Jones? Like, how? What, at what point did you know it was him? Like
Montreal Dodgers second base.
Yeah, I think so. You know what? When you said he dabbled in the outfield, I wanted to say Ray Durham, who we might have said before.
Yeah.
And then you gave. I was listening for White Sox when you said Ray Durham.
Mm.
And then I heard the teams, and that's what gave it away. Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
What a run for Delino DeShields. His kid, right, is a.
I think that's right.
Player.
Yeah, I think I had some shares in fantasy in recent years. I don't know if he's still in the big leagues,
no.
But I think he's been in the bigs.
He took one off the face. It was pretty scary.
Oh, no.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, oh, boy.
So, he played from 15 to 21. So, yeah, maybe that's what did it.
You got the reference page up in front of you?
Yeah, of course.
Delino's his given name? Or is that short for something?
Looks like it's Delino.
Yeah, Delino.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
How about this happy accident? Happy birthday, Delino DeShields.
Delino.
He is 56 years old today.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just do guys whose birthdays it is.
Man, what a giveaway that would
Delino
be.
Delino DeShields.
Okay.
Yep.
And I'm not wrong. He was dealt for Pedro, right?
Yeah,
that's how Pedro ended up in Montreal.
Is that right?
Yeah. And basically, moral of the story, don't trade away Pedro.
Don't trade away Delino DeShields for Pedro.
Dodgers, don't do that.
Yeah, 93.
Expos, don't do that.
Expos and Dodgers. Yeah, We'd like to have that one back.
Yeah, I think you'd like to rethink that one.
Not bad.
Okay. Random baseball player of the day. Not
also
random for me.
Also made $28.7 million in his career.
For a zero-time All-Star.
Not bad, Mr. DeShields.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm. Like him a lot.
All right, random baseball player of the day. Each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. I think we set a record for most phone calls in the grab bag today.
Yeah, they're welcome.
We've taken Patriots players in there. We have taken calls before.
That's
I'm not sure we've ever taken multiple like that.
I like it.
So good for us.
Grab bag.
Anyway, we will get to WEEI Afternoon, see what they have coming up, and we'll give you our clip du jour next. Snowplows take those things out all the time, and he just goes,